Good morning. Sunday, September the 1st, 2019. It's 8:20 a.m. Yeah, I'm really late this morning. I got up at like 10 minutes of 6 and I've been embroiled with civil business for the last 2 hours. And then realized how late it was getting and the sun was high in the sky. Actually, it didn't look that high from where I was sitting, but it's a lot higher and a lot hotter than I really wanted to deal with this morning. But I don't have the metronome going this morning. I'm just sort of loafing along. It's a Sunday. I've already done my public service for the day. At some point, I've got to do some writing. The feedback from beta readers is trickling in still. I haven't gotten anything too surprising, too shocking, too different from what I've been seeing so far. And I've got a lot of enthusiasm for the story as it sits, and from beta readers, from you. And also a lot of enthusiasm on my part for how to resolve the key issues. I think I probably spilled the beans on book three here before. At this point, I'm not sure there's going to be a book three. I like the idea of a book three, just because trilogy seems to be my MO. But I do need to put a few, I need to nail a few things down. I need to bolt them in with some lock nuts, I think, just to make sure I've got this story where I need it to be. The most critical feedback is that there are a lot of people who don't see the Sarah who leaves St. Cloud as the Sarah who joins the Lois. I need to deal with that. There's also the issue of the shaman rule. And there's a lot of questions being asked, but there's not a lot of answers being given. And I did that on purpose, but I'm thinking I may need to revisit that decision. Lady way up the street. There. Little Scotty dog. Crossing the street way up there. She's 100 yards away. She saw me walking. I'm coming up behind a woman with a some sort of poodle. I think it's a poodle. Might be a poodle mix. It has that curly poodle fur. I guess on the dog it's hair. I'm not sure what the distinction is. She saw me coming up the street and waved back. Those ladies were in sunscreen. Along with the golden lab across the street, they're all walking carefully around each other. Morning though. The ambient is still quite cool. The ambient is like 60 something. 62, 64. Maybe as much as 66. It's a very pleasant ambient temperature. The shade is delicious. The sun is, I'm gonna go with medium broil. It's hot to walk in. And it's high enough that there's not a lot of shade on that western reach, and there's probably not going to be a lot when I head east either. I may do something rash, like cross the street and walk in the shade. So I was checking my calendar, and it turns out that next week, not the week after, but next week is Colorado Gold. And I signed up to be a volunteer, so I have to get down on Friday morning, the 6th. Probably relatively early. I don't know if I'm going to get the walk in or not. We'll have to see. I am going to miss a couple of days. Check out the hotel and see if there's a workout room I could do a treadmill in the evening. I do 2 treadmills a day. Keep my 4 miles a day up. Lady with the pedal pushers across the street. She's wearing blue. Teal, I think, is the color. Matching sweatshirt and sneakers combination. And a hat. I don't look. Same color. Teal, cyan, I'm not exactly sure. Where it falls in the category there, that's a pretty subtle distinction. It's more blue than green, so I'm going with teal. If your teal is more green than blue, then go with cyan. Doesn't matter. It's blue. It's pretty. It's nice. It's good color. I have a polo shirt that's almost that color, but I've washed it so much that the collar has faded out. Collar is almost white. It's just the tiniest tinge of blue on it, while the body of the shirt is still pretty cyan colored, pretty teal colored. Today my sartorial splendor includes week-old jeans, a rather sad polo shirt in royal blue. Ball cap that I have got to replace here some of these days. The fabric on the edge of it is wearing off, and the bill of the cap is sticky. I don't think you can wash these without destroying the cardboard in the bill. I need to figure out what I'm going to wear this weekend. Maybe take a suit down and get it cleaned. I've been wearing my suit coats as a sport coat. Because the only sport coat I have fits again. Actually, I have 2. I have a black one that's lightweight. But it's missing... It's missing half of its buttons. I don't know where the buttons went. Like one sleeve has a button. The other sleeve has 3. But the middle one's missing. I guess it would be more precise to say it had 3, but the middle one is missing. And I think I've dropped the bottom button off the front. So it's kind of ratty looking. Gary, sit with me. Mug post. It's a nice jacket. I like the jacket. I want to say silk, but it's not. It's a very lightweight wool jacket. Most of my jackets are some blend of wool and polyester. I wore my wool suit to the Nebulas. I have a very classic charcoal gray pinstripe. But it's 100% wool. It's an East Coast suit. It's a suit that was never meant to be in California. It's an insurance suit. It's a banker suit. It's way too hot and way too itchy to wear in May in California, even in the hotel. So I don't know, I gotta figure out something. I'll pick up I'll probably go with I have a neutral gray pinstripe that's mostly polyester, it's quite lightweight. I generally wear that with jeans. It drives my wife crazy because it's like, that's a suit coat. What are you wearing with your jeans? It's like, just consider it a fashion statement. I'm also wearing my hiking boots. And I will probably be wearing my black fedora most of the weekend, at least while out in public. So, yeah, I mean, it's a jacket. It has pockets. It does what I needed to do, which is to provide me with excess storage and make me look like I'm not just schlepping about. Although, I'm not on the program. I'm not representing RMFW this year. I suppose schlepping about is... maybe I'll just go with schlepping about. Things to think about. Ponderations. I wonder if they have the railroad tests done. The last time I went down to this conference, the hotel backs up to a railroad track, and it's an active line. And they had just, the first year I went down to Gold, they had just done something to the intersection of railroad track and road behind the hotel. And so whatever train company it was testing that repair by running a train over it about every 20 minutes, 24 hours a day. And the first year they were doing it, and I was like, oh, this is terrible. It was stinkingly difficult to try to sleep. And then the next year they were still doing it, but they'd installed white noise generators in each of the rooms so that it helped to kind of muffle the sound a little bit. After the second night I came home, well, after the second night I was only checked in for two nights, but after the second night I was really glad to come home to a bed that didn't rumble. Because while the right noise generator masks the sound a little bit, it doesn't match the vibration. It doesn't mask the vibration of the train going by and shaking the hotel. And then October is Mile High. I have to book an extra night because I have several people coming in to attend Mile High. The executive director and deputy director are coming in, along with the comptroller, who's coming in, I think, I think she's coming out on Thursday. Or Wednesday, I'm not sure. But I need to get out and meet with them. They're going to look over the hotel. I really think that hotel would be the right hotel for the Nebulas in 2021. Unfortunately, we have to get through the Nebulas 2020, but to get there. And there's a lot of front-end work that needs to happen. So we need to get that going. We need to find a hotel that we can afford, sign them up. Get a contract nailed down. See how that works. I really like that hotel. It's not in town. That's what I like about it. It's not in town. There's a lot of people looking at it going, well, what are we doing way out here in the Puckies? It's like, well, A, the registration would be an extra $100 if you were downtown. The hotel would be an extra $80 a night, at least, if you were downtown. And if you're out wandering around Lodo, you're not attending the con. And while I appreciate that some people like to go wander around Lodo, most people come for the science fiction, not for the destination. Because most of them are local too, so I still don't understand destinations. Oh, we should pick a destination city. Why? Why? I never did get it. It drove me crazy when AECT did it for their international conference. We bounced between Anaheim and Orlando over here. Have a magical day yourself. I didn't find anything particularly magical. Well, Epcot said it was interesting. I went there for an accessibility conference. What I found interesting was that most of it wasn't accessible. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.